Hi guys, why not head to my official online store now? Shop at asmr1.com to check out the official AB1 leisurewear line as well as some goalkeeping products. Use the code SOS for 10% discount of all products on our website. Also, make sure you follow our social media pages for regular updates and to keep up with the latest products. Thank you guys for your support as always. Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of The Season Sports with me, Asmir Begovic, and my amazing producer, Rachel Humphreys. How are you, Rachel?
Asmir, I'm great. Should we tell them where we are?
So yeah, we're here at the O2 Arena covering the Philadelphia 76ers against the Boston Celtics, so an NBA special episode on our podcast. And I'm super excited. This is one of the, I said about the NFL being one of the highlights of the year. Now, this is probably the highlight of the year. One game a year we get in London and we get to come here and enjoy it at the O2. And actually, this is arguably the best ever matchup on paper with the 76ers and the Celtics. So I'm super pumped for the game.
What can we expect from the game?
Well, I think it's going to be a close game. I think there's going to be some amazing young talent on show. Kyrie Irving, Jason Tatum, obviously the two boys on Philadelphia, Embiid and Simmons. So it should be amazing. Boston played really, really good defense, so they're going to be in for a really big test with Philadelphia. But I'm excited for the game. You know, Boston sits top of the Eastern Conference right now, so they're absolutely flying and playing really well. Philadelphia, 500, I think 19-19 at the moment, so they're fighting to get into the playoffs. They've got a big second half of the season ahead. So lots of stuff to play for tonight. So this is a really, really big game. I'm hoping that it's a close game. We've had a couple of blowouts recently here at the O2 in recent years, so I'm hoping it's a really good game.
And it's a great opportunity, isn't it, for the teams to be showcased to a UK crowd?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, the UK crowd, I think the fan bases have been growing. The attention for the NBA has been growing every year here in the UK. So the more games that we can get, the better. Obviously, we only have one a year. Maybe eventually, if we're lucky, we'll have two. But I know with their busy schedules in the NBA, it's really tough to get the teams over here. So it's awesome. The fans are amazing. The sellout crowds are amazing. You love the atmosphere. I always love it. Just love being part of this whole event, and I'm even get to be in the press room right now with you here. So we're getting all access here with Season of Sports, so it's actually quite a lot of fun this year as well.
Yeah, you're on the media side now, yeah. So that's where you see all the unglamorous aspect of a live sport event.
Yeah, I've already seen how you guys get treated at entering here, coming into the back
entrance. Very well, we have to say.
Hey, listen. It could be worse. That's what we always remember. But it's a lot of fun. So I'm going to be here. I'm sure a lot of friends are here as well. It's good to catch up with all the guys and obviously see some great action, which is the most important thing. So really looking forward to tonight and should be really good.
And obviously today we've also just had a set of NFL games announced for the UK.
Yeah, I mean, that's always exciting. Three games as of now. The first ever one at Tottenham's new stadium. But three really good games, some really good matchups. Obviously, the Seattle Seahawks and the Philadelphia Eagles probably highlight all the teams coming. But obviously, John Gruden's going to be coming with the Oakland Raiders. He's just signed a 10-year contract. So lots of stuff's been going on. And, you know, the NFL has been growing as well, just as the NBA has. And to have three amazing games next year is really something for us to look forward to. Hopefully, we'll go and cover some of the season sports, right?
Yeah,
that could be fun.
Well, I loved the last game.
Yeah.
I was wondering, what does it do for an American team to have a game here in the UK? Is it a big boost to them?
Well, listen, I think, first of all, it's a great experience. But the games are important because they're regular season games. So it's the same as playing it in America. Everything's at stake as is over there. So it's important. I think from a different aspect away from the field, I think from their brand's sake, it's always important. They get maybe some more fans. You can see what Jacksonville has done over a few years now. I haven't played in London regularly. They've built a bit of a fan base here. They're almost called London's team. So, it's really cool for the teams to come over here, and I think they can really grow themselves as well.
So we've got a couple of questions, as always, from our dedicated listeners, all of you out there, when we go on our Twitter at Season of Sports. Or you can find us on Instagram, season_of_sports. Very catchy. But we've got a couple of questions for you about the NBA. James Dawn has tweeted, and he's asked, who do you think is the best rookie, Asmir? Jason Tatum with Celtics or Ben Simmons at the 76ers?
That's a great question. I think the rookie of the year at the moment is Ben Simmons from the 76ers. Although it's a close call, I think, you know, Jason Tatum's probably done better than people expected him to do, as has the whole Boston team, as we mentioned earlier. So he's been really impressive. The boy at Utah has been really, really good. I think that's another one to consider. But I think at the moment, Ben Simmons will be, if you were answering the question today, will be Rookie of the Year.
And we have another question. Thanks, James, for your question from Harris. And Harris wants to know, what is needed to fix the NBA at the moment? A lot of fans don't enjoy games where teams pull up from three almost every time they get up the court. Maybe a change in rules to allow more physical defense?
It's a good question from Harris. Yeah, obviously, it's a new generation in the NBA. A lot more shooting. It's a lot softer. So obviously, a lot of people catching on the eye. Obviously, I think Harris has probably grown up a little bit in the area where I did. It was a little bit more physical. And defense was a big factor. So now it's all about these guys scoring a lot of points, shooting threes. It's all about the offensive side of the game. So it's very difficult. I think the NBA at the same time has never been healthier, you know. So it's difficult to say what can be fixed. I think the money that's involved, the TV contracts, the contracts players are getting, the fan bases, you know, even in America, I think NBA is probably overtaken. The NFL is the number one league and number one sport over there, so it's very difficult to say, because I think the people running the NBA will be very pleased with what's going on. But yeah, I'm like Harris a little bit. I would like a little bit more defense sometimes, a little bit more physicality, but I think generally that comes out in the playoffs too. So we're gonna have to just enjoy the regular season for what it is now and see how it keeps going in the right direction.
A little bit more defense, a little bit more physicality. Is that how you play basketball?
That's exactly how I play basketball. I'm one of the workers, one of the grafters, Rachel. So I just I'm a big guy. Not the fastest, everything, so I make sure I get by in those ways.
Great, okay.
And it's coming from a goalkeeper, so I'm all about defense, you know? All about defense.
I didn't even know what I had to ask, to be honest. That was a stupid question. So this press room is going to fill up pretty soon, and we're going to have some pre-game chat, so hopefully we'll catch a bit of that. And I'm looking forward to the game.
Yeah, absolutely looking forward to the game. We'll have some amazing guests, hopefully, throughout the night for the show. And, yeah, just looking forward to a great evening all around. So we're here now, courtside, in the warm-ups, actually. Rachel, you're here with me. And joining us now is a special guest, a very good friend of mine and a teammate of mine, Charlie Daniels. Charles, what's up, man?
Hey, what's happening? Thank you for inviting me, first of all. You know, it's my first NBA game. I'm really looking forward to seeing the top stars play.
I'd love to see you.
Watching everyone go through the warm-ups, you know, it's really nice and refreshing to see, you know, all the media around everyone in the warm-ups, and there's so much access. It's really good to see.
It's so different to what we do, Rachel. I mean,
I was about to say, it's very different, yeah, isn't it, from the start of a football game?
You never see 90 minutes before, we do a little three questions, and one particular player does three questions. That's sort of all the media access you get, whereas we're here standing like 2 feet away from these guys. Well, they're getting physio, they're getting treated. We've got Joel Embiid, two meters from us.
Yeah,
getting physio work done on him. So this is such a different environment. So Chaz, this is your first ever NBA game, right?
Yeah, it's my first ever one. I'm really pumped and looking forward to it.
It's not a bad one.
Pretty good teams, pretty good matchup lined up, so.
What kind of, like, this prep that they're doing here, how do you reckon, like, compared to, you know, football, how do you think that prepares them mentally for the game? Like, what kind of position?
Like, I don't know. This is really bizarre. Like, we don't do anything on the day of a game, really. Sometimes in the morning of a night game, we'll do a little bit. Some more of a walkthrough, but these guys are actually like putting through their paces. They're getting a sweat on, you know, what are we now, 90 minutes before tip-off.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not finding it's very early for them to be doing a warm-up.
So it's just really different. I don't know how, you can't, completely different to us. It's not something I can relate to.
No.
You mean you're not bouncing a football and running backwards before the game?
Not
an hour and a half before a game. No. We're just turning up to the ground an hour and a half before the game.
Yeah, we just come to the ground and obviously we have 30, 40 minutes of getting ready before we head for the warm-ups. But these guys are actually like doing a proper training. Yeah, training session, and it's normal. I've seen this before. I find it very different, so I couldn't relate to it. So it's amazing to see these different sports and different preparations and how they go about their business. So really, really cool.
And it's quite something to see a full physio examination in front of everyone else. I don't know about you. I don't think I'd want to be examined on a table in front of the world's media, but
well, hopefully there's nothing wrong with them. But yeah, as you say, it's different that they have brought the physio table out literally right on the court rather than have it in a change room. So
like I said, for us it's so different because we're locked away, you know. We literally get put away before the game, after the game, you know, whereas here, even after, the press can come into the locker room and they do interviews in the locker room with the guys straight away. So it's just a different ball game, to be honest, different environment. So it's kind of really cool.
So I'm here now pregame, just before tip-off with Give Me Sports, Max Whittle, who's joined us here for the second time in the season of sports. How are you, Max?
I'm better now that I've seen all your crazy audio kit. You just carry it around everywhere you go.
And hey, listen, I'm into the media game big time now with the new podcast and everything, so I've got a mic now, so I'm moving up in the world, which is the way to go. So I know you cover the NBA, you cover all the American sporting events in London. How do you find the NBA? Is that a highlight of your year?
I think it is. We're spoiled with the NFL, four games now, or three next year. But the NBA, because it is only in once a year, we wait for it. The teams have been here since Monday. I've been playing Jenga with Dikembe Mutombo, shooting skills.
As you do.
The legends are here. You've got people like Robert Parrish coming to town. You've got to appreciate that kind of name. Mutombo, as I mentioned, here. John Amici. But the anticipation for this game, more than I've ever seen. Fans, media. It obviously sold out quickly again, but in terms of star power, I don't think we've seen this much before.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely on paper the best game we've had. Two of the biggest franchises in the NBA, two, not just the players alone. It's incredible to see the amount of Celtic jerseys. It's almost like a home game for them. I wasn't expecting that, but anyway, I know we're getting through an exciting game. I want to get your thoughts on the expansion of the NBA. Like you said, we have four NFL games a year. You see there being more than one NBA game a year in London in the future?
Absolutely. Adam Silver's goal is to have four franchises in Europe, France, Spain, Germany and England, so that they can work out around the schedule and still be able to play games here as part of an NBA league. So if we have a team in the future, that's to be decided because of the 82 games. But I see no reason why we can't have more games every season. There were two back in 2011, the Raptors and the Nets. Yeah. These teams have been here since Monday. Why not play a couple of games, have another team fly in on Wednesday, three or four a week? There'll definitely be more. The fans sell it out very easily, I expect so.
Well, we hope so. Fingers crossed for us, big fans. The more games, the better. So, Max, thanks a lot for joining us, and hope to have you in the Senior Sports again very soon.
Thanks, Asmi. Enjoy the game.
So, I've stepped outside the arena just for a second, because I've managed to find a rare thing, which is a Sixers fan and a Celtics fan having a drink together. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
The only time you'll see that.
Yeah?
We don't really like each other that much.
No.
No, we do.
So tell me who you are and where are you from.
My name's Eric Labiak. I was born and bred in Philadelphia. I remember the great Sixers team. Unfortunately, we've been rebuilding for the last decade. But the team is here, the process is working, and it's going to be a great night of basketball.
Ray Espinola from the great city of Boston, also known as the City of Champions. We just win at everything we do, especially sports. And we're going to win
true tonight.
The Celtics will roll tonight.
The Celtics have come here in a very good position tonight, right?
Yeah.
But they need to win this badly, right? It's an important game.
Absolutely. So we have the best record in the Eastern Conference, and there's only one goal in Boston, and it's to add it what we call another banner, which is a championship flag. So this is just another step in that process.
The Sixers last won that in 1983.
Yeah, you guys have had a little bit of a bit more history between you and a championship win, right?
Yeah, we were up 3-1 in 1980 or 1979, and the Celtics came back and beat us. I've been angry ever since.
So down here at courtside, I found someone who's not necessarily associated with basketball. It's Bradley Wiggins. Bradley, are you looking forward to the game tonight?
Yes, I am. I'm a Celtics fan, so...
Are you?
Yeah, hence why we're here.
So. Yeah, I mean, these games don't come around very often. Would you like to see them here a bit more?
It'd be great, because obviously it's only once a year, and normally you get teams you never heard of coming, so it's quite nice to actually have some real proper stars here.
How long have you been a Celtics fan for?
Since I was the days of Larry Bird and that, when I was a kid, really. He's a Cavs fan.
So, who are you rooting for tonight?
Philadelphia, because he's a Celtics fan.
Oh, okay. It's a bit of family rivalry.
Like Kyrie for leaving, so.
Oh, yeah, that's a bit of a bad
love him, really, but yeah, I still love him.
Yeah. But so what's your prediction for tonight then?
I think Celtics personally, but he thinks that...
I think last second winner by Kyrie.
You think that's going to do it?
Yeah.
And Brady, I know you're trying a couple of other sports these days. Will basketball be one for you?
Definitely not, no.
How come?
Probably too old actually. Yeah.
Maybe not tall enough?
No, definitely not tall enough. When you think you're tall and then you see some of the players here.
It's half time. There's some amazing trick stuff going on right now.
How cool is this? I mean, these guys on the trampolines, I don't know how they don't get injured, you know?
Yeah, that woman nearly took her head out on the hoop.
Oh, God.
Oh,
but it's been a lot of fun. They do so many great events, and the halftime show is one of them. But so far, it's been really good. Great game, and really enjoying it. How are you? How are you enjoying your first experience?
You know, players that stand out to me, Ben Simmons, is clearly so good,
awesome.
And they rely on him a lot in the Sixers.
But he's their
he's their star, he's their point guard, he handles the ball a lot, so obviously he makes a lot of things happen for them. And he's just been fun to watch. He's such an amazing talent, and you know, I'm sure he'll win Rookie of the Year as well.
I just seen the Celtics walking back to their dressing room, and they look a little bit dejected.
Well, you know, they're still very much in. It's only 9 points. So with the talent they have, they can get it back into the game, no problem. But obviously, they got to get off to a good start in the second half.
It's all to play for.
All to play for, yeah. This is what we want. So hoping for a very good second half and good rest of the game.
I'm here with?
With Matt.
Matt, can you tell us what's on your great banner?
Yeah, I've done a starters sign because I knew that Tass Mellis was going to be here from the starters. And it's Aussies in London because we travelled for 24 hours to be here to come see the game.
You have come from Australia to be right here.
That's it. Come see Kyrie Irving. He's from Melbourne. We're claiming him. Come see Ben Simmons. Come see Aaron Baines. You're going to see all the Australian guys.
So do you ever get NBA in Australia or...?
Not the games, but like I pay for League Pass and I watch every day. My wife can attest to that. I spend all day on League Pass, so yeah, I love it.
You get first prize for like most dedicated fans to come all that way. How is London for you?
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. It's great. We got stuck in a mountain in Switzerland yesterday. We didn't think we were going to make it down here. They had to helicopter us down just to get to the game, so nothing's going to stop us from being here.
Hi, I'm Mark Deeks. I'm the NBA lead at Give Me Sports, which is the NBA's UK media partner.
How important is it that we get more NBA games into the UK? Because we only have one a year at the moment.
Yeah, we could sell this out several times over. There's nothing to stop us from doing so. The media attention here is enormous. It's bigger every year. There's hundreds here. The game sold out within about 15 seconds or whatever it was. There's every reason, logistically, I don't know. That's for pay grades above ours. But from a fan base point of view, there's every reason to do more. This is people coming from around Europe. Look around you. There's people from all parts of the continent that are here today to be here, to be a part of this. And this is a celebration of basketball in Europe, not just in Britain.
So it's the end of the game here now. Boston Celtics claiming a victory over Philadelphia 76ers, 114-103. Kyrie Irving finishing with 20 points. A little bit heated towards the end. See, these two teams don't like each other. Hopefully it's a rivalry for the future. But it's been an amazing game. Also a huge second half comeback by the Boston Celtics. They did incredibly well to get back into the game. Great atmosphere, sold out O2 Arena. Just so much fun to be a part of. Rachel and I had an absolute blast to be here tonight. I hope you guys enjoy listening to our guests, Charlie Daniels, Max Widow. You know, we had a blast covering it and we can't wait for next year. Hopefully two more great teams come again and visit London. But this wraps up NBA London 2018. Pleasure to be here. Make sure you listen to our podcast on Audioboom, iTunes, and Spotify. Give us your reviews. Love to hear from you guys. And we'll be with you again very, very soon.